proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. When we look at symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, we turn our attention to an example found in the 22nd chapter of Genesis. A passage depicted an incident which looked ahead to the atonement that Jesus Christ would work on Calvary. In this narrative, God told Abraham to journey to Mount Moriah with his son Isaac. God also directed Abraham to offer Isaac there as a burnt offering. Abraham went with Isaac and several servants, traveling for 3 days. When they arrived at Mount Moriah, Abraham told his servants, quote, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you," unquote. Abraham's statement provided evidence of his trust in God. Here's how the author of Hebrews put it, quote, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, Then in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead," unquote. Abraham fully expected to go through with the procedure of presenting Isaac as a burnt offering to God. Such a sacrifice would, indeed, involve killing his son. Yet, Abraham believed that after he had killed Isaac, God would miraculously restore his son to life. Turning our attention back to the Genesis 22 narrative, Abraham and Isaac walked up the mountain together. During that walk, the latter proposed the pertinent question to his father, quote, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" unquote. Abraham responded, quote, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering," unquote. The context of this passage implied that Abraham did not refer to that ram which he would later notice in the thicket. As mentioned earlier, Abraham fully planned to kill Isaac. Indeed, when the time came after he had bound his son, he even raised his knife to commit that act. The appearance of a ram trapped in the thicket proved timely from the perspective of Abraham and Isaac. They offered up that animal rather than Isaac for the burnt offering. The ram functioned as a precursor of Jesus Christ in several ways. The ram had done nothing worthy of death. Nonetheless, Abraham killed it. In similar manner, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, God sent his son to the cross even though he, quote, "did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth," unquote. The text of Genesis 22 did not indicate that the ram fought back against Abraham. Instead, it meekly submitted to its death. Likewise, according to the second chapter of Philippians, the Savior, quote, "humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross," unquote. Most significantly, Abraham sacrificed the ram as a substitute for sacrificing Isaac. Years later, God the Father would offer his son, Jesus Christ, to be a substitutionary sacrifice for sins. In 1 Peter chapter 3, that apostle wrote how, quote, "Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit," unquote. Thus, as an innocent victim and a substitutionary sacrifice, the ram offered on Mount Moriah symbolized the atonement Jesus Christ would make years later. In truth, God did indeed provide himself with a lamb. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.